Let's start with a presidential candidate. Why not? Republican presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy has been joining us, and he's live this morning, GMI Studios. Good morning, New Hampshire. After the Federal Reserve rate hike, he's had some opinions on the whole banking mess, and we wanted to get his economic take. Vivek, thanks for being with us.
How you doing, Jack?
I'm doing okay. Really was, I thought your take before we knew much more about the Silicon Valley Bank was pretty good. You differentiated yourself, wrote a pretty interesting piece on that. What do you think now that we're a little bit ahead, and are the banking jitters over?
So I don't think the banking jitters are over, but I think it is an occasion to take a step back and look at the real problem here, which is the Federal Reserve, right? So I look at the Federal Reserve Open Markets Committee that met yesterday, raised interest rates by a quarter percentage point, the entire market hanging on their words as though it's God speaking from on high. That's really the problem, actually, is the Fed has played God for the last 25 years, trying to balance inflation and unemployment. And just look at the results. We've done a horrific job of it. And so my view is a little bit more fundamental, first principle. Some people could even say it's a little bit of a radical view. I think it's actually should be a mainstream view, which is the Fed needs to get out of this game altogether of balancing inflation and unemployment, and instead go back to what the Fed used to do, which was just exclusively focus on stabilizing the dollar as a unit of measurement. And for reasons I can explain, Jack, that actually would avoid financial crises, but it also would better foster GDP growth itself, something that we've missed in this country. So, you know, if I'm elected president, that's actually a core part of my domestic economic vision, is actually putting the Fed back in its place. And ironically, the Fed that's supposed to be responsible for smoothing out the business cycle has actually now, for the last 25 years, worsened the business cycle and actually created these boom-bust bailout cycles instead. And I think that, you know what, the good news is we know how to fix it. And I think with the right president in the office and with the right person leading the Federal Reserve, we can actually do it.
The other thing, Vivek, I have to ask, I asked this a week or so ago, 2 weeks ago, give or take, no one was talking about Silicon Valley Bank. No one. No one was talking about First Republic. I didn't hear anything about it. And we are here now that the Feds knew over a year ago there were some, real concerns about the management of that bank, the risk ratio factor. What did they do, and why didn't we hear more about this sooner? Why all of a sudden the bank collapses before we hear anything?
So these regulators are mostly asleep at the switch. And again, they think of their job as doing this other project, right? So it's like an administrative state, something you see in the administrative state all and over again. So I've talked about the Department of Education, for example, which is actually focused on completely the wrong things, fostering wokeism in schools and tilting the scales to four-year college education. That's why I said, let's shut it down. It's the equivalent of that with the Federal Reserve, where they're obsessed with this project of believing that they can fight inflation, but balance that against unemployment. They're not doing any of that already, but that's where most of the attention is focused. And so when the attention's focused there, they stop focusing on actually the basic functions of serving as a lender of last resort and stabilizing the dollar. And if they're doing that, they would also be focused on red flags in the case of individual institutions that would need to be the receiver of the lender of last resort. So it's just a focus question in the administrative state overall, where these agencies get built. They take on new mandates that they're not supposed to take on. They get distracted from the original narrow function for which they were supposed to exist. And the U.S. Federal Reserve is a classic example of that deeper cancer in the administrative state itself. But that's a big part of what happened here.
Vivek Ramaswamy, Republican presidential candidate. You look ahead to the third quarter. Brian Moynihan, CEO of Bank of America, had said this before the bank stuff with Silicon Valley Bank and some of these riskier banks, that Q3, quarter three, recession, probably the end of the year. You agree with that?
You know, I think that that's likely. I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to make that prediction. I think the deeper question is, how do we find our way out of this, right? Because on one hand, we have inflation, which is, you know, it is what it is. Prices are going up. On the other hand, the mechanism for fighting inflation is tightening monetary policy, but then we have some fragility in the financial system, banking system, and capital markets. We're caught between a rock and a hard place. And the reason why is it's against the backdrop of disastrous economic policies from Biden. And I'll tell you this, Jack, both parties, Republicans and Democrats, they're quibbling now about this issue of national debt, of how to fight it, whether it's through tax increases if you're Democrats, or many Republicans are calling for entitlement reform and spending less on Social Security and Medicare and cutting benefits there. I think there is a better way forward. We need to focus on fostering GDP growth itself in this country. We were at 4-plus percent GDP growth through the early 1970s. We've hit that at other points even since then along the way. We're well under 2% GDP growth now. And if we get even above 3%, let alone back to 4% GDP growth in this country, all of our other problems look small by comparison. Right. That involves deregulating the economy, slashing regulations more than Reagan did, as Reagan did, but going even further, abandoning the climate cult that holds our energy sector back, which is the foundation of an economy. That's what we need to be focused on. So I think that that's the bigger picture here.
Well, big barrier to breakthrough, especially the last point. But real quickly, you started, you have successful startups, you know about building and starting a company. Vivek, these high-tech layoffs we've been hearing about, whether they be at the senior level, mid-level, I mean, Amazon, Facebook, or the, you know, the parent company, some of these high-tech layoffs, these are good-paying jobs around the country. If someone is laid off, where are they going to replace that income with?
So I think that we have a lot of economic work that oversaturated in the tech sector. So I think that the tech sector has been overfunded by, again, money raining from on high like manna from heaven during low interest rates, where investors and others poured money into so-called high-risk, high-growth tech, when in fact we're lacking an industrial base elsewhere. So unfortunately, the transition, the people who lose their jobs during the transition are kind of left holding the bag. But actually what we really need is to make sure that we've shored up an industrial base through the market itself, right? I think that there's a lot of demand for people understand that, you know what, there's shortages in the supply chains, even as we decouple from China. A lot of that's going to actually end up coming to the U.S., but in ways that are in sectors outside of tech. And so in the medium run to long run, this is going to work itself out. But right now, we're paying for the sins of the last 15 years of, in large part, Federal Reserve-driven excess that favored tech over other sectors. By the way, also a Department of Education that favored, you know, let's just say four-year gender studies majors in California joining the HR ranks of a Silicon Valley firm instead of actually people who have practical skills. And so we have a worker shortage in this country, right, as well. We're going to go through a few years of having to see that sin paid for. But eventually, I think we'll get back to a more normalized place.
Vivek, I assume we'll see you in New Hampshire soon. The website, best way to, for people to follow up is?
Vivek2024.com. That's V-I-V-E-K2024.com. And we're going to be spending a lot of time in New Hampshire. I look forward to seeing you when I'm there.
All right, Vivek, I appreciate it. Ramaswamy on Good Morning New Hampshire, the Pulse of NH. Make it a good Thursday.